Okay, this is Julie Bourdon with Mission Network News, and today we're speaking with Helen Williams of World Missionary Press. Don't know why I'm having a hard time with that right now. today we're going to get a couple stories from Helen just about lives changed by the gospel. So Helen, I'll just let you get to it. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Okay, well, we appreciate the opportunity. World Missionary Press is grateful for Mission Network News letting us use what you have to offer to get the word out. We provide topical scripture booklets that are designed to bring someone to Christ, to explain the need and then the salvation that's available and to bring someone to a decision. And they are given out all over the world. And one of the areas where we have seen a tremendous response to the gospel through the booklets is the northern Mexico area, particularly the state of Sonora. Several years ago, we had a man that just felt called to there, and he went in on his own, and he'd go across into Sonora and give out booklets. And over the course of 2 or 3 years, the churches realized that there were booklets available, there was literature, there was help, and the pastors really grabbed the vision, and we've seen tremendous work there. I wanted to tell you about one of the pastors, though. His name is Pastor Armando, and he pastors a church in that area. And he is originally from Panama, and he and his family decided to leave Panama and head toward the United States in terms of trying to find a better life. This was before he came to the Lord. And so they were working their way up from Panama and came into Mexico, and his wife and 4 children were murdered by the drug culture, drug dealers in Mexico as they were making their way up to the United States. He was, of course, devastated. He was thinking of taking his own life. He was just desperate. But on the street, someone handed him a scripture booklet from World Missionary Press. And the Spirit of God, through the written word, went to work on him, and he came to the Lord, he gave his life to the Lord, and over the last 10 years since that happened, he's been pastoring a small little church, which he planted. He had no support, but lots of faith, and he planted this little church, and now there are 5 or 6 home groups as well, and he's doing a work because the Lord has done a work in his heart. And about 2 years ago, he came to our contact in the Sonora state there that had just kind of started developing this work, and he was just begging for scripture booklets, and I mean begging, the man said. He wanted the life-giving word because he had received that same. And so they're out, he and his little church are out daily distributing scripture booklets, and they are just doing their best to share what the Lord has done with them, for them and through him. And Pastor Armando is a real treasure. The Lord has rescued him. And it's just a tremendous story of what the Spirit of God can do. So we wanted to share that with people so that you know that the little booklets are being received, the Spirit is preparing hearts, and we never really know the full extent of what one little booklet will do.
Well, that is an incredible story, and I'm so thankful that he could find comfort in Christ. Along with that, you said it was the drug cartel that murdered his family. I guess, what is it like in Sonora? Is that a big issue in that area? And is there a heavy Christian presence in that area?
Well, it's my understanding from our contact down there that doing a great amount of literature distribution and seeing the churches come alive down there in terms of outreach and no longer cowering to the trade, if you will, and it's still a very difficult place to be, but there is a movement of the Spirit there, and it just, they don't receive he does not receive persecution for what he's doing. It's just that there's such fear because of the control of that culture in so many areas. But the churches are tackling it and facing up to it, and through the power of the word and their own testimony, and there are changes being made. And I can't give political things that would make any sense that I know of, but I do know the testimonies that come from there are that there is a movement of the Spirit there.
Okay. Did you have anything else to say specifically about Sonora?
No, we have a shipment that we're trying to get down there, and it seems that that's, I don't know if it's the enemy working against us, but it seems like every time I try to get it there, it's been sitting in our warehouse. So if we've got some prayer warriors out there, just pray that we can get that shipment down there, because the churches are begging for the literature, and it's all ready and ready to go. We just have to work out the logistics, and it's a real prayer concern for us. So if you have some prayer warriors listening in, we could use prayer for the shipment to northern Mexico.
Okay, I'll definitely pass that on. Okay, so switching over to Peru, what's going on there?
Well, we have a coordinator that has been with World Missionary Press for, 25 years, maybe more. And they're in Iquitos, which is the city up at the head of the Amazon in the northern part of Peru. And their American missionaries moved down there, and I think their married son works with them now and his family. And they've developed quite a work, and he's been using our literature in that region. They developed a school for pastors, and they've seen work with children, and they've worked with women that are in dire situations. I've gone hospital calling with the lady of the in the Iquitos hospital, and she shares the scripture booklets and the coloring books, the things we have. And so they've done a tremendous work. But they, I wanted to pass this on because their work has grown and it seems well established. And he sent us this email or this note a little while ago, and he said that last Sunday a man almost ran to the front of the church to give his heart to Jesus. Later he told us that he belonged to a cult of Satanists who had been trained in an institute in Lima. And there were a group of 26 of them. They'd been sent out to destroy the largest churches that were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this man had been assigned to this church in Iquitos. But he could not resist the power of God and ended up receiving Jesus Christ as his Savior after hearing the word of God. Then, fearing for his life, the man stayed with them in their safe house. But he's now moved on, and we can pray that he can reach many others with the truth of Jesus. Now, I just think that this is just a wonderful. The enemy is out there fighting against those that are doing the work, and as the works grow, the enemy comes on, but the Lord is the banner, the Lord is the protector, and this man could not resist the word, and that's the whole point, because the Spirit uses the word and to convict the heart, and this man had been sent to destroy, and God saved him from it, and they were able to put him in their safe house and keep him until he could move on. And I just think it's a tremendous testimony to the power of the word and to the faithfulness of those that continue to give it and preach in the face of the enemy. And I just wanted to share that. We're glad that they're part of what we do and that we're part of what they do.
Okay, another very good story. Like you said, the enemy is working everywhere, using different different tools to try to destroy the work of the gospel. But are there any particular challenges that face this community in Peru?
Well, I think Iquitos is on the edge of the jungle, so there are always tribal things, or we'll say things that are still worshiping perhaps animism, things like that. But I think more than that, they seem to have problems with men who are drunk and abuse their families, and immorality, and sinful lives that destroy communities, and which is true in many areas, you know, that work in the Iquitos area. And it's a good-sized city in that region. So, but it's living, it's working in a culture that is just has so many things deeply embedded that are contrary to the gospel, and so you have to almost start from scratch with them. their ministry has been most effective when they've dealt with healing, helping people heal, and being open doors to those that are struggling, whether it's women that have been abused or orphans or young people with no place else to go except to wander the streets, and taking them in, offering them what the gospel has to prepare, as well as Christ's love and his word. That's what's worked there for them, and what works around the world, because people are needy, and Christ is the answer for that need. And we've seen that work grow tremendously, and I've met pastors in that work who have said, you know, we're gonna go no matter what. We're gonna, you know, if they throw things at us or if they this or that, we're gonna keep on going. Young pastors, young evangelists who are willing to go out and take a stack full of Bible studies and booklets, and they just head out. And one young man, and maybe we don't have time for this, but one young man I met in Iquitos, he was a young pastor, and he was from a poor family, and he wanted to serve the Lord, and he said, but I knew I couldn't talk to important people, which was someone that he considered of a higher station than he was. And he said, but one day he was out passing out booklets, and a man in a suit with a briefcase walked toward him, and he said, I just decided I was going to give him a booklet. So he said, I just kind of steeled up and gritted my teeth, and I walked up to him, and I put out my hand, and I handed him the booklet, and the man took it and smiled and said, thank you. And he said, I knew then I could share the gospel with anybody. And they are willing to do that. And this was just a young youth pastor, and he was just so amazed that the Lord would use him to reach anyone. And so there, it's just a great place where a lot of people are doing a good work.
Okay. For either of these two places, obviously people can support the printing of these booklets or the shipment cost too, but how can they be praying?
How can they be praying? Did you say? I'm sorry. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
World Missionary Presses, we printed 87 million booklets last year, and the need is, you know, I got another email today from Kenya saying, we're desperate, we're out of literature, send us more, and those requests. So we need prayer for just the strength and the resources to continue to meet these needs. These people around the world are ready. They've got their hands out. Let's go. And our job is to fill their hands with the seed. And so we need wisdom for just how to meet all of these needs and the resources to do it and the strength to do it, and that we would be focused and stay on the job, not get wound up in the details, et cetera, you know. So anyway, I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what we need. And we covet prayers. We know the importance.
Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to share today?
No, I appreciate the opportunity. We just thank all of your listeners for thinking of World Missionary Press and remembering us a bit to the Lord, and we thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we enjoy working with you, getting your stories out.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and stop recording real quick.